Jeanette Ostrom is the coordinator of the Family Resource Center, which serves 600 low-income families every month in a gritty neighborhood on the north side of Wisconsin Rapids.
The people we serve don't have the money to go out and purchase clothing and shoes and school supplies and Christmas gifts. We give it out at no cost to these people. So it's a big need, and this area is constantly in need.
The center lost its funding from North Central Community Action Program and was set to close at the end of July. But Ostrom and other believers didn't give up. They decided to stay open with a new name, Hope Store. They've incorporated and have named a board of directors and are working to obtain status as a nonprofit organization.
And it's coming bit by bit. We can be open after the 1st of August, but we cannot give out tax receipts until we get our 501c3 through, which might take us up to a year. But people, they're going to donate whether they get a tax write-off or not.
Hope Store will be run at first entirely on a volunteer basis, which means Ostrom will lose her full-time position as coordinator. She says she's going to stay on and work for free.
We are just going to volunteer our time and keep it going. When I first came here, I was a client myself. So I know what these people are going through. I know what kind of troubles and tribulations they've had to deal with. And if you don't know who you're serving or never been there, you can't relate.
Jeanette Ostrom came to the center as a client 33 years ago. She says Hope Store is actively soliciting donations in the Wisconsin Rapids area. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.